Welcome to How to Be a Better DM, part of the Session Zero Studio Network. This is the podcast where we can delve into the realms of fantasy and adventure, guiding you through the art of storytelling in Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition. I'm your host, Caden Otley, and in today's episode, we're going to be exploring 5 tips for creating immersive worlds in your D&D campaigns. Tip number 1, establish a rich history. Every immersive world is built upon layers of history, myth, and legend. So take the time to craft a backstory for your world, including some major events, conflicts, and some influential figures. By grounding your campaign in a rich history, you'll give your players a sense of depth and continuity that will draw them deeper into the story. Try to think of one or two defining events that might have changed the society or the physical layout of the world. For example, in Star Wars, we have Anakin Skywalker being miraculously conceived by the midichlorians and his mother. In Brandon Sanderson's Cosmere, we have the splitting of Adonalsium. In The Lord of the Rings, we have the final alliance between men and elves battling Sauron's army, and Isildur getting the Ring of Power. These events could even be something like a massive flood, Noah's Ark, or Pangaea splitting into the continents we have today. Tip number 2, create vibrant cultures and societies. Diversity is key to immersion. You want your players to experience many different things just like they would in the real world. Populate your world with a variety of cultures, each with its own customs, traditions, and beliefs. Consider the social structures, politics, and economies of different regions, and think about how these factors might influence interactions between characters. By fleshing out the societies within your world, it will feel so much more alive and dynamic. This is, of course, easier said than done. World building takes time and dedication, but if done right, will make for an extremely immersive experience. Personally, when I'm getting ready to write a new storyline or expand into a new era in my homebrew world, I like to focus on researching real-world cultures, religions, mythologies, and stories. There's so much diversity in our world, just begging to be rewritten and formed into captivating stories. Mark Twain famously said, "Write what you know." So on that note, don't be afraid to steal ideas from your own life. Our human experience is full of emotions and experiences that we can pull from. And that's the best way to help you craft a captivating story. All right, real quick. Are you seeking the elixir that mirrors the enchantments of your favorite mage? Look no further than Magic Mind, a potion crafted to awaken your inner wizard and ignite your cognitive prowess. With the brew concocted from the finest ingredients, including ancient herbs, arcane essences, and the essence of dragon's breath, Magic Mind bestows upon you the gift of mental acuity, as though guided by the hand of a celestial spellcaster. Bid farewell to the shadows of lethargy and bewilderment. With Magic Mind coursing through your veins, your intellect will shine as brightly as the most potent spell cast under a full moon, granting you clarity of mind and strength of 10 legendary heroes. But for real, Magic Mind has a unique blend of adaptogens, nootropics, and all-natural ingredients, and it will deliver sustained energy without the crash of normal energy drinks, which is really awesome for world-building because you're going to, in essence, be writing a story. So go check them out. Use code DUNGEONMASTER20 for 20% off of your order, and it will help support the show as well as give you an awesome elixir. Now back to the show. Tip number 3, design memorable locations. From bustling cities to foreboding dungeons, the locations in this world should be more than just backdrops. They should be characters in their own right. Think about the sights, sounds, and smells that define each location, and consider how these sensory details can enhance the atmosphere of your game. Whether it's a majestic castle perched atop a cliff or a haunted forest shrouded in mist, memorable locations will stick in your players' minds long after the game is over. I remember specific games where I would come home and tell my wife everything that happened, and it's because it was so vivid in my head that it was like I was talking about a movie I had just seen or a book that I had just read. The you know, the plot and the sensory details were there. I like to think about what I see in my head when I'm imagining these cities and or settlements, and try to write it down in the most descriptive way possible. Along with that, memorable locations would be nothing without the people that inhabit them. So make sure that you're creating memorable players or memorable NPCs for your players to interact with. We have another podcast episode that talks about making memorable NPCs, so go ahead and check that out if you're interested. Some ideas off the top of my head are asking yourself, what makes this group of people unique? Is it the religion that dominates the area that has extremely strict requirements and only allows them to walk 10 days on Tuesday? Or is it the political climate or government oppression? There are never-ending amounts of possibilities that could contribute to how populations might act around your players. Tip number 4. Incorporate intriguing lore and mythology. So obviously this is very similar to tip number 1, establishing a rich history, but lore and mythology more focus around the secrets, the myths, the legends. It's important to introduce elements of mystery and wonder by weaving in ancient prophecies and lost civilizations, powerful artifacts. Encourage your players to uncover these secrets through exploration, investigation, and adventure, and watch as they become engrossed in the lore of your world. Again, don't be afraid to steal ideas from our own world's lore and mythology. We have so many different pantheons of gods to take inspiration from, so many mysteries that have gone unsolved, artifacts lost to the ages, and ruins that are still being discovered, even today. And finally, tip number 5. Encourage player investment. The most important aspect of world building is asking your players if they feel invested in the world that you've created. After the first few sessions, it's okay to have that conversation and see what they like and what they don't. Even inviting them to contribute to the world building process by asking them to write backstories and adding those backstories into the lore of your world, that really helps, you know, take a weight off your shoulder, and it can help them feel more immersed because they feel that they've contributed to this world. But also ask them for their input on different NPCs, locations, and plot hooks that you've taken them through. Find out, again, what they liked, what they didn't. And as always, give them opportunities to shape the course of the story through their actions and decisions. Reward creativity with memorable experiences and meaningful consequences. In the game that I'm running, I remind my players that if they come up with creative solutions, and especially if they act them out or roleplay them, I generally will give them advantage, or occasionally I'll even forego their dice rolls, maybe without telling them. It's easy to forget that the story and the player's experience comes first in D&D and other games like this, so doing something like that really encourages more creative behavior, more creative thinking, and that leads to a much better experience for players. All right, and there you have it. 5 tips for creating a more immersive world in your D&D campaigns. Shout out to Monument Studios and their new app, Fantasy Plus, for being the sponsor of our podcast and our new show, The Pact and Boon. If you liked the music and the sound effects I used in the podcast today, go check them out and use code BETTERDM for a discount. Whether you're a seasoned dungeon master or a novice storyteller, I hope these tips will inspire you to craft rich, vibrant worlds that will captivate your players' imaginations for years to come. Thanks for tuning in to How to Be a Better DM. Until next time, may your adventures be epic.
Thanks again for listening to our show. If you like our content and would like to engage with more of it, head over to our Instagram account at HowToBeABetterDM and give us a follow. Make sure to watch some of our Dungeon Master Rules videos while you're there to give yourself some more structure and procedure as a Dungeon Master. Also, don't forget to reach out with a DM and we can talk shop and I can get to know you a little bit better. Thanks again for listening.